Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It is time for the staycation set up with your morning mess. JD, Sienna, your guy, Joey Boy. Here to catch these cheaters live on your radio. We do have Brenda patiently holding on the line. Let's punch her up there. Now, Brenda, you think that you're the side chick after finding a picture of your man holding a newborn baby.
I just want to find out, really honestly, if I am the side chick, because my boyfriend, Zach, I believe, is living a whole other life that I have no idea about. We've been dating like a year, but we don't live together, so you don't know everything, you know. But about a week ago, I received a DM from someone I went to high school with. Mind you guys, I graduated 12 years ago, so like I haven't talked to this person since, so it was weird. And she told me that she knows I'm dating Zach from my post, and she saw a post from her friend announcing her baby, and guess who was in the photo? Zach, holding the baby. The caption said, like father, like son. She thought it was weird that a distant friend who just had a baby was posting it and Zach was like in the announcing photo of their newborn son.
Right.
Yeah. So she reached out to me because she was like connecting the dots. She's like, wait, what's that?
Yeah.
Is that her man? You know what I'm saying? So I asked her, like, did she see anything else? She was like, no, this was just like an Instagram story and it had already disappeared. And she didn't screenshot it, and I don't know if it will tell you, but she would have sent, like, a post. Anyways, she did tell me that this girl has never posted Zach before, which is why she hadn't noticed it before. But I'm just, like, going off on this girl's word.
Yeah.
It's, like, a big accusation. But if she's telling the truth, that would mean that he's been cheating on me, like, early in the relationship, and I've been side chick when his girl was pregnant. It's driving me crazy, and I just wanted to come to you guys first to see, because I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Yeah. So how long have you been with this guy?
We've been together for a year.
Okay. So obviously you haven't been together forever, that you live together. So you do live separately, correct?
Right.
Do you see him frequently, or are you like a girlfriend that, you know, you try to get together when your busy schedules allow?
No, we see each other all the time.
Like how many times a week?
Five.
We were just talking about this the other day about how, imagine you're having a whole family on the
right,
side.
We did.
How you can actually live with yourself.
Right.
When something like this
yes.
comes up.
But you guys don't have any kids, right?
No, we don't.
Did you want to start a family?
Yeah.
And you never knew he had a child?
No. I'm shook right now.
Yeah, this could be the beginning of the stage is what we were talking about when yeah. people have a whole separate family.
It's like a whole nother mental place
yeah.
to find yourself at. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how people can do it.
And his lady, baby mama, probably has no idea about
you. No clue.
You.
Yeah. Oh, there's no chance.
No.
So it's not her fault.
And right. he was cheating while she was pregnant, if the timeline matches up.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out like when he had time to go over there. That's the crazy part. It's like, is she cool with just two nights a week?
Probably. Oh, man.
I hope it's a misunderstanding. And
yeah.
The math is not math. And yeah. All right, well, let's do what we do. Miss Brenda, we're going to call up Zach. Offer him a free romantic hotel stay and see who he wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, he doesn't say your name. I don't know, man. We've been doing this so long. Just because she doesn't get put on doesn't mean that he's still not cheating.
Exactly.
He might
yeah.
be wanting to treat the baby mama because he's been with the side chick so much. You got to really do your investigative detective work on this one.
Yeah,
Sienz.
Especially when a newborn baby's involved. That's wild to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it could go either way.
Yeah.
What if she's the side chick? What
exactly.
if he's been dating you longer?
I mean, technically, we're both side chicks, right?
Yeah.
I guess if that's how you view it, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One of you guys just practices Kegels more than the other.
Right.
So here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Zach?
Yeah, this is
Hey, Zach, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm sorry, let me just stop you right there. I'm not interested in any of this.
Well, Zach, before you hang up, I wanted to let you know that we want to put you in a brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package.
I'm just not interested in this kind of stuff.
No, I completely understand why you're being a little skeptical and hesitant, but this whole weekend stay is completely free, and all we ask in return is for a Google or Yelp review. So no personal information. You won't owe a dime. We'll take care of everything.
For free? Really?
Yes, completely free, as long as we get that review after your stay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could do that.
All right. Well, congratulations, Zach. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I could give you a minute to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
I'll leave like a little sweet note. Just say, you deserve the world. This is the least I can do.
Okay, that is really sweet.
Kind of corny, but you know, it's nice.
No, it's okay, as long as your guests will love it. And as I'm writing this down, Zach, I just like to get a feel for the couple we will be hosting. So I just wanted to know how long you've been with this person and, you know, what kind of relationship you have with them.
We just had a baby together.
Oh, congrats.
We've had a long relationship, you know.
Wait, so you just had a who?
Oh, okay.
Let's play a little game. You want to play the game, Zach? Zach. Welcome to the Morning Mess. You're live on the radio right now. Legally, we got to let you know that. Let's play Guess the Person.
Guess the dumbass. There is no way that you literally had a pregnant girlfriend this entire time you've been with me. There's no words for this. You're disgusting. You disgust me.
So, Zach, legally, we do have to let you know you're live on our show. Our show is called The Morning Mess. Brenda had a suspicion that you were cheating, and obviously she knows about your baby. So here we are. Do you want to explain? Because I feel like she's owed that at this point.
Can you just explain to me why you're such a piece of shit? You had a pregnant girlfriend this whole time, or wife, or whoever the hell.
She wasn't pregnant when you and I started dating. All right, but that was just one night. She told me she was pregnant, and she said it was mine, and I didn't want to leave her. So, you know, we kind of got back together. I mean, we were on again, off again. I didn't want to break off things with you because I kind of felt bad.
So, Zach, where'd you meet this girl?
We've been a longtime friend, so we've dated off and on.
Who'd you date first?
So we weren't together when I started dating Brenda, but then we kind of hooked up a little. And then she got pregnant, and I mean, you know how it is. You know,
I don't know how it is.
I don't think he does.
I got one baby mama, and my kids are all from one person. So
you know how it is.
I know how it is.
And he was faithful to his ex-wife at the time.
Jesus.
Like, what?
Well, what am I going to do? I mean, I didn't want to hurt Brenda. I didn't want her feeling bad.
When you get in these kind of scenarios, it's pretty straightforward.
You got to tell the other person.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
the right thing to
she
do.
Doesn't know about you. She doesn't know that I was seeing you for that
Sometimes
period.
Sometimes like you're being considerate, bro. Like,
yeah, you're making
all
it worse.
Over.
I'm with her because of the baby, all right? You want to end up breaking that up and then the baby doesn't have a father?
No, you can't guilt trip her. Yeah. You can't guilt trip her into that.
All right, Zach, we're over it. Zach, you there?
Get him the hell off the phone.
Yeah, just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
Thank you. He's lucky he's not in front of me right now, I swear to God.
What would you do?
I can't tell you.
Yeah,
I
you can.
Make...
You can tell me. Confide in me.
I swear to God, I'm going to go destroy everything of his.
Right.
I'm going to go light it on fire.
Oh, that's arsony. Go.
I don't give a
Okay. Well, right. It is exactly what you thought. I think you dodged a big bullet because what if he did knock you up this next year and then you had to deal with that situation and you're with child and find out he had another kid the whole time.
Well, thank God for this girl that I graduated with. God bless her soul.
God bless,
Girl, that's a girl's girl.
Yeah, what class were you guys? What year did you graduate?
2014.
Big shout out to 2014, class of 2014.
Okay.
12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's your mascot?
It was a Trojan.
Big shout to the snitching Trojans. The snitching Trojans.
You should have used a Trojan.
Exactly.
Too easy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.